Just want to say how happy I am to be here with you all again. And I'm thankful for the theme, the holiness of God. Perhaps I could just, for a few minutes, go back to the beginning of this 2009 season in my memory. I recall that on the first Sunday, we were praying in the afternoon here, and it seemed like the Lord dropped something into my heart. And it was this: Lord, let everyone who's here this week, as including myself, let everyone who's here know you better when they leave this place. Let us all know you better when we leave here. And it was interesting, a couple days later, I called on someone to pray, a young woman who was, it was at breakfast. I asked her to pray, thank God for the food. And she said, Lord, we thank you for this new day you've given us, and we thank you that we can know you better today. Thank you that you're revealing yourself to us. Thank you, Lord. Help us all to know you better today. And that obviously resonated with me. I mean, as they say, big time, right? It was wonderful to me to hear that that was her desire. I felt that the Lord had dropped that into my heart. And that ought to be the desire of all of us. I want to hear about this theme, the holiness of God, to know God, to know God. Didn't Jesus say when he prayed just before he went to the cross, this is life eternal? He was praying to the Holy Father. He said, this is life eternal, that they might know thee. He was praying for his disciples and all who would believe on him through their testimony, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. The Apostle Paul. Remember on the road to Damascus? I didn't look it up before I got, maybe I should have, but as I recall, as I remember the story, there were two questions that he asked when that bright light, brighter than the noonday sun, just broke out, shone down upon him, blinded him. There were two questions. Who art thou, Lord? Was number one. He got his answer, I am Jesus. And what wilt thou have me to do? He got his answer also, go here and this is what you're to do. But those were questions that he never stopped asking. Did you ever think of that? All through his Christian life, who are you, Lord? So that many years later, he expressed his deep desire in his letter to the Philippians, that I may know him. You know him, Paul. You've been getting to know him better all the way along. But oh, I want to know him. Who art thou, Lord? I want to know you. I want to know you as you really are. I want to know you in your fullness. I want to know you, thrice holy God. I want to know you. And that was his earnest desire. And I pray that that's our desire here. And I believe that if it is, God is going to do something for this group and cause us to know him better when we leave this place than we knew him when we came. That's my confidence towards him for all of us, that we will know the Lord better. Let's open our hearts to him. He's the one who reveals himself and causes us to know him. And then when we get to know him better, we will ask just what Paul did. What will you have me to do? That was his earnest desire also all the way through. Remember, they're telling me the hard things that are coming my way. Everywhere I go, people are telling me, but none of these things move me. The thing that really matters to me is that I finish that which he has given me to do. I want to finish my course with joy and fulfill the ministry that has been given to me. What will you have me to do, Lord? That's part of holiness, isn't it? Who art thou, Lord? What will you have me to do? But, oh, to know him. Oh, to know him. So I'm thankful for this theme. Thank you, Matt. And I'm glad that we can pursue it together. And I believe that if we do so humbly and open our hearts wide to the Lord, and to his working in these days. He'll do something special for us. I believe God has ordained this little time together, and it's been in our hearts, and we've been praying, and I have this desire that we shall look back on this time and say, I met the Lord. God did something special for me. Those few days that I had at camp before I went back to school, God met me, and he showed me something new about himself, and that changed my life. And I still want him. Paul said, I want to know him. I've suffered the loss of all things for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord. That's how great it is and how important it is to know the Lord. And I said I needed a couple minutes, that's all. I could keep going, but I want to express that joy that's in my heart to be here, and my prayer and my confidence that God will meet us in a very special way. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above that which we ask or think. So let's trust him, and let's worship him in spirit and in truth, and let's bow before him and take his word into our hearts, and he will change us. This is a life-giving and a life-changing word, and I'm so thankful that we can be here together and pursue the greatest of all pursuits, finding the Lord, seeking his face. So now, dear Lord, I just want to pray your blessing on everyone here and those who will yet be joining us. Oh God, have your way in this gathering. Bless everyone who's here at camp, and let us all know you better when we leave this place than we knew you when we came. Oh Lord, I pray that you will be pleased to reveal yourself to our hearts. We long for you, we need you, and we are here before you. And just pray that you will speak to us. You will show us yourself. All of us need you, more of you, Lord. And so we come to you even tonight and thank you that you are here to meet the desires and the longings and the needs of all of our hearts. And we thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.